WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Seegert 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime. Go to Seegert1Hour.com. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A College Station man seen outside his apartment with a loaded shotgun led to a trip to jail. 22-year-old Dustin Curtis was arrested for disorderly conduct for displaying the firearm in public. A neighbor told College Station police he was concerned for the safety of others in the Fox Meadows apartments on balconies. According to the arrest report, Curtis told police he had lost some property in a nearby park when he was involved in a verbal altercation with others in the park. Curtis says he got the shotgun with plans of returning to the park and using it to scare off anyone who approached him as he resumed searching for his lost property. Police have one person in custody after a fatal stabbing at a surgical center in East Texas.
22-year-old Kyron Templeton is being held on a $2.6 million bond, charged with one count of murder and four counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon in connection with the stabbing death of a nurse and the wounding of another employee and three visitors. Longview police say Templeton walked into the Good Shepherd Medical Center and began randomly stabbing people. Good Shepherd CEO Steve Altmiller says he was there with his mother.
She came in for a procedure. She was in the facility at the time. She's an inpatient of the hospital.
After going on the knife-slashing rampage, Templeton fled on foot but was caught nearby. Police are still looking for a motive. Marley McCormick, TSN News.
Officers now have a face to go with the Bryan robbery and are asking for your help. Bryan Police Officer Kelly McKeithen says 29-year-old Robert Guevara is accused of robbing the Cash America Pawn on South Texas last Sunday.
We do now have a warrant on him for aggravated robbery for that incident. So if anybody does know where his whereabouts are, Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward.
Guevara is also accused of firing several shots inside the store. None of the employees or customers in the store were hurt. A photo of Guevara and his physical description are online at WTAW.com. The way the November calendar works, if you want to pay your first half property taxes, you have until Monday, which is December 2nd. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says the extension is because the 30th falls on a Saturday. But to pay in person this week, today is the last day because the tax office will be closed for the rest of the week.
I'm a little more worried about Black Friday. I want to make sure they get that tax paid if that's really what they want to do. And Black Friday maybe get in the way. But yes, we're going to be closed Thursday and Friday.
Payments can also be made in the drop box outside the tax office and online for an additional fee at brazostax.org. A year from now is the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge. At one of the key sites, plans are in the works for an Aggie recognition that will also be seen here.
The Siege of Bastogne, Belgium was among the turning points in the Allies' victory over Nazi Germany. Next year, a new memorial center opens in Bastogne. A&M System Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell credits his counterpart in Belgium with the idea of creating inside the center a seven-room multimedia exhibit that tells the American contribution in Bastogne that starts with the stories of five Aggies.
Tell that story of before the war, during the war, and from Normandy Beach all the way through Berlin, and obviously that road goes through Bastogne and through the Battle of the Bulge. And then tell the story of these Aggies after the war, the story of their descendants, the story of the impact that these guys may have had after the war.
Cornwell says he's amazed at the connections he's discovered.
For instance, the current mayor of Bastogne, his grandfather was killed by the Nazis in one of those saboteur roundups. I learned today, Governor Perry, his father, flew supply missions into Bastogne during the Battle of the Bulge.
Cornwell says the proposal, which is still in the planning stage and has the working title of Texas Aggies Go to War, would be in Bastogne for 2 years, then move to a permanent location in Bryan College Station that is yet to be determined. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Two national clothing store chains with locations in College Station may be merging after all. 2 weeks ago, Joseph A. Bank ended its hostile takeover of Houston-based Men's Warehouse. Now, Men's Warehouse has announced a bid of $1.5 billion. That has stunned mergers and acquisitions expert Jerry Reisman.
I don't recall this happening at any time. What Men's Warehouse has done is given Joseph A. Bank its own lesson. They've really tried to teach it a lesson as to what happens when you receive an unsolicited bid.
Reisman says he wouldn't be surprised to see Joseph A. Bank retaliate and increase their offer to buy Men's Warehouse. And there's something that stargazers can be thankful for starting on Thanksgiving, a special appearance by comet Izon. A&M professor and astronomer Kevin Christunis says if the comet survives passing by the sun, it will be visible to the naked eye through December.
A comet is a bunch of ice and rocks all frozen together. And if a comet comes close to the sun boils off a certain fraction of the ice. It will let loose a lot of gas and a lot of dust, and if the comet survives this passage, then this comet could have a very long tail.
Christunis says Izon might even break up into two comets, but at any rate, he suggests you watch the sunset on Thursday just in case. WTAW News Time is 6:12. It's 33 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Seeger One-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 613. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Find out about the Anchor Advantage. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
Plenty of sunshine for today. Should be a good travel day around the state if you're traveling for your Thanksgiving holiday. Just be careful on the roads today, but the weather's great. Abundant sunshine, cool today, a high of around 45. Tonight we're clear to partly cloudy, overnight lows 25 to 30. Thanksgiving Day, a mixture of sun and clouds, a little warmer, highs tomorrow near 50, clear tomorrow night, 30 to 35. Sunny, warmer still by Friday, highs will be closer to 60. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports. A&M basketball did a little clear cutting last night. We'll get you the latest on Aggie football from the press conference yesterday, senior day with A&M volleyball, plus a whole lot more, including some action in the NHL with the Dallas team. All that and more coming up, and we'll do it for you about 6:52.
I love how Rob just so happily says low about 25.
Yeah.
Meh. He's from that part of the world where they do that kind of stuff, but we, not so much. And the chill factor right now is 26, just in case you didn't know. Yeah, because all the clouds did finally move out, and that's nice. We will see a sunrise this morning, and that's okay. Actually, we'll get to see the sunshine pretty much all the way through till Sunday. Well, at least during the day. The sun won't be up at night. But nonetheless, we get to see some sunshine, which will make us feel a little bit warmer. We can sit in the glow of the sun in our houses, while we don't have to be outside. How's that? 54 again, and then 60 on Friday. So we'll see. Again, 26 is what it feels like outside, just in case you're thinking it feels pretty cool out there. So, story today about beer thieves, because, you know, after all, it's the holiday season. Two suspected beer thieves arrested and booked for burglary in Orange County, California, after they were caught trying to evade police by scaling down from the 10th floor of their hotel. That says here, their Santa Hotel. I'm thinking they left a word out, right? Because it's California. It's
Santa Clara, Santa Cruz.
Right? Because I haven't heard of a Santa Hotel in Orange County.
I'm sure that there's somebody here that would have been there.
That's true. Four cases of beer they're trying to steal from a mobile gas station. So, well, we're gonna steal beer, and then we're going to climb on the outside of the hotel 10 stories.
That's smart.
I guess that's something to do. It would seem like you could probably just wheel it into the lobby. Anyway, they came back for two more cases an hour later. After the second attempt, the thief followed them where they entered the nearby hotel. See, that's what happened.
When you get greedy.
When you steal the beer and you climb up the side of the building, it's okay. When you steal the beer and walk into the lobby, they're going to follow you. Yeah. I mean, what did the clerk say? You're back?
Hey, y'all.
Yeah, I suppose.
We got a lot of info.
Mason.
I mean, you got four cases of beer last time.
We're going to have a good time.
They must have had a heck of a party going on.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Really. Why not go get some more beer? Places just next door.
It's worth your while to spend
this time with us. It's going to be a good, good.
How many times did you say, let me run out and get some more beer? They didn't say anything about paying for it.
No.
They just said, well, let me just go out.
No,
and
I got this. Don't worry about it, guys.
Good.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normagtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Here we go. It's the 27th of November. It's day 331. We got 34 of those to go, and then it's on to a new year and writing checks wrong. All right. It's also Bavarian Cream Pie Day.
I get into that.
Why not? Pins and Needles Day.
I hate that.
Yeah. Taiwan On Day. I thought that was last week, but nonetheless. Hanukkah begins at sunset this evening and runs through December the 5th. And it's also the beginning of National Deal Week. I guess that being a couple of days before Black Friday. Done. All right, for birthdays.
Jaleel White, Urkel, is 37 years old.
And a little else.
Exactly.
He was also the voice of Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ah, all right.
On my favorite series of Sonic the Hedgehog.
I did not know that. All right. Robin Givens, The Downfall of Mike Tyson, is 49. Uh-huh. Fisher Stevens is 50.
The Downfall of Fisher Stevens.
Steve Odenkirk, who's actually quite funny, is 52. Caroline Kennedy, 56 years old. Bill Nye the Science Guy is 58.
Right. Dancing with Stars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Curtis Armstrong is 60. He was Booger in Revenge of the Nerds.
Of course he was.
And Kathryn Bigelow, she did pretty well at that Hurt Locker movie and actually beat her ex-husband the year they got divorced.
That's
for the
right.
Best
yeah.
Directing Oscar.
Well, she did that Zero Dark Thirty also, right?
Yes, she did.
Okay. Yeah. Not bad, a lady doing two... Hurt Locker is a pretty strong move.
Yeah.
It's a pretty strong move.
Yeah, it is.
That. Okay, now, of course, tomorrow's Thanksgiving, and it's Make Your Own Head Day. I don't know what that means. And it's also National French Toast Day.
Now, that's what I can celebrate.
I think so.
I can eat me some French toast.
On Thanksgiving, we got birthdays?
Yes, Chameleon Air is 34 years old.
Chameleon Air?
Yes.
I don't know what that is.
A young urban troubadour.
Rapper?
He's a singer.
Okay. A young urban troubadour.
Right. That's what it says right here.
Oh, okay. Fine.
Amy Garcia, 35 years old. She was in Dexter.
Yeah.
Dawn Robinson, 45 years old. She was in Vogue, which was a great group.
Right.
John Stewart, 51.
Remember when Craig Kilborn left and they said,
what would happen?
This show will be, well, it'll never be the same. And you know what? It's not.
No, it is
it's
not.
A little better.
Judd Nelson, 54 years old.
Oh, yeah.
Brat Packer now lying under the rock of obscurity on occasion.
Uh-huh.
Ed Harris, 63.
Oh, yeah.
Paul Schaefer. Ed Harris and Paul Schaefer are a year apart.
Oh, my. Really?
To look at him, you'd never know that.
Well, you know, the bald head thing changes your looks a little bit. It's hard to age that way.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay.
Paul Schaefer, 64. Randy Newman is 70.
Short people.
Gary Hart.
Oh, my, yes.
Remember him?
Yeah, of course.
Donna Rice, that whole thing?
Yeah.
77, and the guy that started Motown, Berry Gordy Jr., 84 years old.
Cool.
Throw dancer boy Alexander Goodenough in there. He's a 64. He's one of the bad guys in Die Hard.
Oh, okay.
With the long blonde hair.
Is that the famous Christmas movie?
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, the Happy Christmas movie. There you go.
The brother.
That's it. It's 620.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So the first Obamacare numbers released by the administration, downright embarrassing, 106,000 Americans only signing up for Obamacare as of November the 2nd. Remember, that includes those who have packages sitting in their shopping carts but have yet to be be purchased. Anyway, many people have come up with events or comparisons to demonstrate just how pathetic those initial enrollee figures are. For example, 107,000 homes where 307,000 women in the U.S. got breast augmentation surgery in 2011. 350,000 Barbie dolls were sold the first year of production in 1959. 1,400,000 people are employed by Walmart in this country, and 32 million people visit the Drudge Report every day. Bottom line is, enrollment figures equal epic failure.
The Sean Hannity Show, from coast to coast, later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You want to give one special gift to a runner, biker, golfer, or sailor, a pilot, car driver, or outdoor explorer. Give a Garmin and get thank you.
Give a Garmin. Give a Garmin.
Find something fun for everyone. Garmin.com. Garmin.com.
When you switch to GEICO, it's easy to connect with them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have a question, want to report a claim, or change a policy, you can go online, use the GEICO app, or even use an amazing technological device that actually transmits the human voice over the airwaves. It's like magic. It's called the telephone. It's amazing.
For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
It's time to go back in time. Join the fun at the Texas Renaissance Festival, happening every weekend now through December 1st. Brought to you by Bud Light, Coca-Cola, and the Demontron Auto Group. Huzzah!
Bad weather is coming at a bad time. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. It is getaway day. The day before Thanksgiving is among the busiest travel days of the year. It is not a good day for travel of any kind along the East Coast, which is getting hit with heavy rain, snow in some places, and because the storm is hitting some of the nation's busiest and already delay-prone airports, flight delays could ripple across the country. Technology is on more than 3 out of 10 holiday shopping lists this year. That, according to the Consumer Electronics Association, most consumers who expect to buy electronics will be looking for tablets. Laptops and video game consoles are tied for second place, followed by televisions. TiVo continues to add new subscribers. The video recorder company says nearly 4 million people signed up for its service in the third quarter. Burger King signed a deal with a French restaurant company. It plans to expand in France. Stock market futures are a little bit higher this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-319-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-319-MYTV. That's 877-319-MYTV.
I've always considered myself a good mother, but when it came to my son Billy's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. You can order any subject from arithmetic to fractions, percents, algebra, even calculus. Concepts are simplified in an entertaining way, so students enjoy learning at their own pace in the convenience of home. Call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 866-569-MATH or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. KX News, meteorologist Jared Plusnik's weather. AGOT with Luke Simons and Chris Vallejos, Saturdays at 10 p.m. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. The Today Show, NBC Nightly News, Kelly and Michael, Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, Jeopardy, and Wheel of Fortune. Now you can see KXHD on DirecTV Channel 23. NBC Primetime Shows, NBC Sunday Night Football, and the 2014 Winter Olympics from Sochi. DirecTV and KX, you've got it all. We see celebrities do it, and it's all over the big screen. But surrogacy is a very real and growing trend.
I was scared going into it. I think that's probably normal to be fearful. It's a huge thing.
Meg Watwood decided to help a couple in Round Rock. She became pregnant with twin girls.
But I think it's surprising to people how much they don't feel like your own babies.
Tiffany Pell takes us on a journey into surrogate mothers and how they cope with a child not considered their own. Tonight, only on KXHD News.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 626. It's brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com. Sunny and 48 today with north winds at about 5 to 15 miles an hour. It's about where we are right now as far as the winds are concerned. Tonight, look for mostly clear skies with a low around 28 degrees, and the winds will lay down, so it should not be too bad. And then for Thanksgiving Day, sunshine out there and 54 for our high. Probably close to freezing, but not quite on Thursday night. Then Friday night, 60, 64 on Saturday, and then on Sunday, we're up near 70, so that should be very pleasant, too. And the freezing temperature will be over, apparently, after tonight. Right now, the winds are out of the north at 10, 70% relative humidity. The chill factor is 26, and the air temperature is 34.
Hi, I'm Mac Brown. As football coaches, we may be rivals on the field, but we're all on the same team for children through CASA.
We want to win on the field, but too many of our kids are losing at home because of abuse and neglect.
What's at stake is a whole lot more important than a football game.
Become a CASA and help a foster child win by finding a safe, permanent home.
Join the team. Make a difference in a child's life and your own. Go to becomeacasa.org.
Sponsored by Texas CASA.
Thanksgiving was celebrated in this country long before Abraham Lincoln declared it a holiday. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
This is a special alert to all Americans who are behind on their taxes or haven't sent out prior year tax returns. If you owe back taxes, you're now eligible to settle that debt with the IRS for much less than what you owe. For free information, call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. Millions of taxpayers are now legally eligible to settle their tax liability for a fraction of what they owe. Act now on this limited time opportunity or risk wage garnishment, bank levies, outrageous penalties and fees, and property seizure. Consumer Tax Relief specializes in tax settlements. When you call, you'll be matched with experts who are former IRS agents with insider knowledge of the system, which makes a substantial difference as they resolve your tax debt directly with the IRS. Call 800-971-2900. There's a limited amount of time that can be available to where the government will accept tax settlements, so you must act now. Call Consumer Tax Relief today. 800-971-2900. 800-971-2900.
The first Thanksgiving was in 1621, but it did not become an annual holiday until after the Civil War.
President Lincoln, following the Battle of Gettysburg in 1863, chose the fourth Thursday in November as a day to give thanks for general blessings. And that has become the national holiday we know today.
Thanksgiving expert Nancy Brennan, former director of the Plymouth Plantation in Plymouth, Massachusetts, says proclaiming that day of thanks was an attempt by the president to unite the North and the South after the Civil War. However,
even earlier, dining room tables in many states were eating pumpkin pie and turkey and cranberry sauce at this time of year because a grassroots tradition had spread from New England to other parts of the country as New Englanders moved west. And so, in a way, this became a tradition even before President Lincoln.
It's pretty clear that President Lincoln chose the fourth Thursday in November for his Day of Thanks more because of political timing than anything else. So during what month did the first Thanksgiving take place?
Probably September or October, because of the length of the growing season in New England, that it would have to have been September or October, not November.
Tomorrow, what they really ate at the first Thanksgiving. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
On Thanksgiving Day, spend your day giving back to our community. Epicure's Catering will be teaming up with the Brazos Food Bank and Meals on Wheels for the 30th annual Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley. Hundreds of local volunteers will lend a hand in both preparation and delivery of over 1,000 Thanksgiving meals to area families and individuals. Volunteers are needed to help prepare, serve, deliver, and assist in the kitchen at Epicure's Catering facility located at 6960 Coyote Run in Bryan. To volunteer, call 695-0985 today. Sponsorship opportunities are available for this event. Call Epicure's Catering at 695-0985. Donations of food for the holidays are being accepted at the Brazos Food Bank. Monetary donations for Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley can be made at any location of the bank and trust. You can find more information about Thanksgiving in the Brazos Valley at facebook.com/Thanksgiving in the BV. Thank you for making this Thanksgiving special for those in need.
WTOW News Time is 6:30. It's 33 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. For those planning to pay first half property taxes, a reminder, the Brazos County Tax Office will be closed Thursday and Friday. Tax Assessor Christy Rose says because November ends on Saturday, the first half deadline is next Monday.
Unfortunately, there is absolutely no other fudge room on this particular payment. If they don't make that deadline for the first half payment, it is strictly considered a partial payment and the balance is due by the end of January.
Payments can be made online at brazostax.org, which includes a processing fee, or use the drop-off box at the tax office. You could make some money by knowing the man accused of an armed robbery at a Bryan Pawn store last Sunday. Officer Kelly McKeithen says Crime Stoppers is offering a $500 reward to anyone who can give them clues to finding 29-year-old Robert Guevara.
If anybody knows where he is at, to contact Crime Stoppers, or they can contact the non-emergency line 361-3888 with information on his whereabouts. We do not suggest that anyone try to, you know, contact him directly, though.
Guevara is accused of firing several shots during the robbery at Cash America Pawn on South Texas. No customers or employees were hurt. Online at WTAW.com are a physical description and photo of Guevara. A Bryan man who applied for a job at the A&M Facility Services building last week is now in jail. Charges against 21-year-old John Morales include stealing a wallet from someone who's also in the building and using a debit card to make five purchases. University police report that there were three transactions at a convenience store and two at a fast food restaurant. Details of what was purchased and the total value were not available. Morales was already jailed on unrelated charges when he was arrested earlier this week. A bizarre child abuse case that landed a couple in prison for more than two decades is now being questioned and those involved freed.
Fran Keller was released last night under an agreement with the Travis County DA's office. Keller has spent the last 21 years in prison after she and her husband were convicted in the early 90s of sexually abusing children involving satanic rituals. The Kellers were running a daycare in their Southeast Austin home. Fran Keller, in a jailhouse interview with American Justice 3 years ago, looked forward to this day.
Get out. I hope and pray. I just want the truth to come out. I want to go home.
Supporters of the Kellers believe an overzealous prosecution and the power of suggestion by a therapist to a three-year-old child are to blame for the charges. Keller's husband, Dan, is expected to be freed next week. In Austin, Diane Hodges, TSN News.
Those who spend some time outdoors Thanksgiving evening could be rewarded with a special sight. Astronomer and A&M professor Kevin Christunas says Comet Ison will pass very near to the sun, and there's a chance it will be destroyed, but he thinks it'll make it.
Because 2 years ago, we had a sun-grazing comet that everybody thought for sure it was going to break up, and it didn't. A comet is like a 4-billion-year-old object. And so if that bunch of ice and rocks has survived so far, then maybe it's hard enough that it can even survive coming within a couple radii of the sun.
Christunas says if it does make it, stargazers will be able to see the comet through December with the naked eye, although whether in the sunrise or sunset is yet to be determined. Not West Point or the Naval Academy, but Texas A&M University is proposed to be involved in the 70th anniversary of World War II's Battle of the Bulge.
A&M Associate Vice Chancellor Brett Cornwell has been running with the idea from a Belgian counterpart to create Texas Aggies Go to War. It would be part of a new memorial center scheduled to open in December of next year in Bastogne, the site of a major win for the Allies over Nazi Germany. Bastogne's also home to one of the first international companies to locate in the biomedical corridor.
GlaxoSmithKline is our partner in our vaccine manufacturing facility that's here locally. GSK is the largest employer in the French-speaking part of Belgium. They know that company, and so they're going to get exposed to Texas A&M and the community through this exhibit.
Cornwell says the idea is to show the lives of five Aggies from before the war to the present time. One example is Earl Rudder, who was personally decorated by the King of Belgium for his actions in the Battle of the Bulge.
After the war, Earl Rutter helping to turn Texas AMC into Texas A&M University and the research university we are today, setting the stage for an organization, a university system that can do business with companies in Belgium. We're a great place for students to come.
After 2 years in Bastogne, Cornwell says the 5,000-square-foot exhibit would move here on a permanent basis at a location to be determined. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
And today may be the day American Airlines emerges from bankruptcy. The bankruptcy judge will not only decide if the airline can emerge from bankruptcy, but also if the merger with U.S. Airways is best for all involved. North Texas bankruptcy attorney Bill Siegel feels the most important thing the judge is looking for is finality.
Now that the parties have settled, the plan can be effectuated and carried out. And with that in mind, I think what's most important is the finality of it. It's done.
Siegel says after the Department of Justice settled with the airlines, he feels it's a certainty the judge will approve the deal. WTAW News Time is 6:36. It's 33 degrees. This Look at the News is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I am Pastor Sylvester Smith, Jr. I endured terrible pain in my right knee for years and began to affect my ministry. I went to St. Joseph for a total knee replacement. The best thing this pastor can say about them is amen. Now I'm blessed to approach life with enthusiasm again, and I can't wait to get back to the bowling alley and the golf course. St. Joseph turned my tears of pain into tears of joy.
St. Joseph, the region's leading healthcare system. Learn more at closertohome.org.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time, with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit familyandestatelaw.com.
It's your land, and this is where you want to spend your time. You need equipment that can keep up, like a John Deere compact tractor from Sioux Falls Prater. At Sioux Falls Prater, our experts can get you outfitted with the right John Deere at the right price. That's a promise we intend to keep. Just as you take pride in your land, we take pride in our equipment. Find the Sioux Falls Prater near you at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
With autumn in full swing, it's time to rethink what you'll bring to your next fling. Whether it's a full-bodied red, a crisp sparkling white, or a heaping platter of gourmet goodness, Specs has it all. And if you haven't visited the Gourmet Deli located in Specs Texas Superstores, you won't believe what you're missing. From made fresh gourmet sandwiches and delicious party trays to hundreds of artisan cheeses and scrumptious chocolates, Specs has Texas' largest selection of world-class wines, hard-to-find spirits, and finer foods. Stock up on pre-holiday savings with a case of your favorite wine, or try something new with a Specs staff pick. And nothing pairs better with holiday sweets than a chilled dessert wine. Find lower prices on everything you need at Specs, your on the way less to pay for everyday store.
Shop Specs, low priced, amazing. Here's to you. Shop. Cheers to savings.
Good morning, it's 6:40. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. Give them a call about their fall promotion up to $2,000 off on selected equipment. Barker's Heating and Cooling. The number to call is 690-2278. Here are your numbers.
High pressure continues to build across the local area. That system's going to be responsible for producing lots of sunshine for today, but we're going to be cool. Highs only around 45. For tonight, we're partly cloudy, lows 25 to 30. Tomorrow, a mixture of clouds and sunshine with highs near 50 degrees. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows 30 to 35. Friday is sunny and milder. By Friday afternoon, our highs are going to be closer to 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Boy, I don't think anybody's mad, or, you know, it's like I drive through here, you know, at the gas station, it's like Henny Penny around here. The sky's falling.
That's Coach Sumlin from the press conference yesterday.
Wow.
We'll get you caught up with A&M football as well as A&M basketball. They're off to quite a roll, the men's team is. We'll get that plus the NHL and more with sports in about 12 minutes.
Coach Sumlin doing children's stories.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Henny Penny, the sky is falling. Oh, okay, well, anyway. We'll see how that works out. So, it's the Wednesday for, you know, and a lot of people are taking tomorrow and Friday off. And so, I mean, everybody's kind of holding their breath inside the Beltway. I wonder what little goodie they're going to roll out at about 3:45 today.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, this is going to be a real stinker.
Yeah, I don't know.
This thing's going to be bad.
I don't know what it is, but they've got a little troll locked away in a closet someplace, and they're going to drag that ugly thing out after everybody decides to head out of town for the holidays. Not sure, so we'll see. In the meantime, the White House might want to hold off on the high fives about the agreement with Iran to cool down on the nuclear program. Iranian officials now say, this is so shocking. Well, it's disheartening. The Iranian officials now say that the White House is misleading the public. Because they've never done that before, and it hurts me to the core that they would do that. An Iranian official said yesterday they rejected the White House's version of the deal, referring to the multi-page fact sheet that they released on Monday as being, quote, invalid. It's invalid. Their foreign ministry spokesperson said told the Iranian press, what has been released by the website of the White House has a fact sheet, and it is a one-sided interpretation of the agreed-on text from Geneva. And some of those explanations and words in the sheet contradict the text of the joint plan of action. So, in other words, we wrote it to talk about the stuff we thought was important. Senior White House official, for their part, so these are just technical things. Yeah, pay no attention. Pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. So we'll see how that works out.
It worked real well for Obamacare.
Yes, it did.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's the question being asked now. Also, word broke that the Obama White House wants to shut down the U.S. Embassy at the Vatican.
Yeah, I saw that.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
They're just going to do it in Italy. The Vatican, being a country under itself, doesn't need one.
Yeah. This is a freestanding facility, if you will, and they would just move over to the American Embassy in Italy.
Like, what's the point? Is it for cost cutting or what?
Well, I'm not exactly sure why they want to do that. I mean, should we add that to the long list of we're not exactly sure why these people do a lot of things, but
certainly we should.
That should be that. There's I guess this is politics. It might be something to actually talk about a little bit later, but the Pope had some very pointed comments yesterday, and you know, every time he says something, it's pretty serious as far as the church is concerned. This apostolic saying, he has issued his first, if you will, apostolic message declaring the new enemy for the Catholic Church to be modern capitalism. Quote, some people continue to defend trickle-down theories, his words, which assume that economic growth, encouraged by a free market, will inevitably succeed in bringing about greater justice and inclusiveness in the world. In this opinion, which has never been confirmed by the facts, expresses a crude and naive trust in the goodness of those wielding economic power and in the workings of the prevailing economic system. This is a 224-page document that the Vatican released yesterday. Now, yes.
All respect. I mean, okay. Capitalism. So if he's saying capitalism doesn't work, show me an example where socialism has worked.
Well, and you know, the thing is, it's interesting because if you go back 50 years ago, the Roman Catholic Church, the Vatican Council, 50 years ago, pretty much had a different point of view. They considered the enemy to be communism at that point. So,
yeah, which communist countries have come out for the better on the other side?
Well, and again, yeah, of course, do you want to go back to separation of church and state? I mean, is the Pope supposed to be talking to us about the way governments are run? And yes, I don't know what, I don't know where there is a solution necessarily that they can come to. So why is the papacy trying to have some sort of a political philosophy anyway? And I'm not saying that necessarily things trickle down as they should. I'm not saying that man, given his own choices, makes good choices. There's a, I believe, what I would call a sin nature to people, and you know, they want to make sure they get theirs before they pass it down. That does happen. Now, is that embracing the idea of you know, let us all live together in peace? Probably not. And maybe that's what the Pope is speaking to as we get ready for the holidays. But again, is there any political philosophy that any church, first of all, should roll out and support, seeing separation of church and state? But this is a very, I don't know, activist Pope? Would that be
it
a fair thing
like
to say?
It. Yeah.
I mean, you don't normally put those two phrases together, but could well be. And
if he starts talking about chorizo, I'm out.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Save the wasp or whatever. Yeah. So the Supreme Court going to take on Obamacare, apparently, too.
I saw that.
They have announced really a pretty aggressive agenda of things that they will be talking about. And Hunter, the arguments will probably happen in March, and then we'll have the rulings in June. So we'll see about that. But and then there's some other stuff as far as Texas is concerned when it comes to the Supreme Court, because for them, they want to talk about dark money in politics, which has to do with if you win the 501c nonprofits and how those are sometimes used for political purposes, even though they're nonprofits. So the Supreme Court's going to look at that. So really pretty newsy stuff. And again, as Catholics around the world certainly in America, wrap their head around the idea of the Pope deciding that he wanted to speak out on whether or not trickle-down, because I don't know. I don't think he was sitting at the table with Margaret Thatcher or Ronald Reagan when they said trickle-down economics.
No, I don't believe so.
But anyhow, that apparently is the idea he wants. And again, that's one of the money quotes that's been lifted. The whole document is 224 pages. Obviously, none of us read that. But that's the one that's making headlines this morning. All right, 6:48.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here.
Well, that's pretty interesting. Huh. All right. I don't know that that's happened before.
Here to make your remodeling project.
Okay, yeah. Okay, we're going to restart our little computer that plays all of our commercials and see how that works out, and then we'll try to find some Neil Sperry for you. So in the meantime, I'll just remind you that our high temperature today is probably going to be the nicest that we've had in the last few days. Look for a high temperature today, about 57 degrees, low temperature tonight. It'll freeze because we got clear, about 47 degrees today. It'll freeze tonight at 28. And then tomorrow, lots of sunshine at 54. And by the end of the week, we're looking at near 70 degrees. Okay, Larry, we'll give you one more shot. Then we'll try for Neil, see how that works out for us.
It's been at the back of your mind for a while now. All of your kids have moved out, or maybe you're just tired of looking at the same kitchen and bathroom every day. Whatever the reason, the Marriott Group is here to make your remodeling project a success. This is Larry Marriott, and we've been building and remodeling homes for more than 35 years. Give us a call and let us get your next remodeling project started. It's what you've been waiting for. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Marriott Homes voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Our topic for Plant Talk Texas today is getting the most from your nursery experience. I want you to enjoy it. Nurseries are kind of quiet this time of year as they get ready for the holidays and then gear up for springtime. But you want to be thinking ahead about how to get the most enjoyment and the most use when you go into a garden center. Some people have frustrating experiences when they do go garden shopping. I have some ways to improve your odds right after this important message. It's going to be the most comprehensive book I've ever written. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. This completely new book will combine the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. And we're going to print it where a book called Lone Star Gardening ought to be printed, right here in Texas. The special pre-order price of just $24.95 will be the lowest price we will ever offer. Or we have a better deal for you. Save half on a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine when you buy it with the new book. Total price, just $36.90. It's been 22 years since I published my last book on Texas gardening. A lot has changed. I think this will become the new go-to reference book on everything related to landscaping and gardening in the Lone Star State. The book will be released on or before March 1. It'll be available only from my office and from my website, neilsperry.com, not in stores. Call 1-800-752-GROW or go to neilsperry.com. So if you want to get the most when you go garden shopping, start with an independent retail garden center. They're the mom-and-pop stores with real and differing personalities. They're more likely to offer unusual plants and odd gardening artifacts. You're also more likely to be able to work directly with an owner or a manager. Go in during the week, especially if you're going to be asking questions about design ideas or problem-solving, things that take a little while. It gets pretty nutty on the weekends. Of course, you may not have much of a choice. If you have to go on the weekends, go early before the crowds start to arrive. That's not much of a problem this time of year, but it surely is in the springtime. If you're going in during the week, remember that much restocking is done on Thursdays and Fridays. You're likely to find the freshest merchandise and the most timely plants then. Look for quality plants that are attractively displayed and properly maintained. If the plants are misshapen, undernourished, or pest-ridden, move on down the street. If the nursery can't take care of its own plants, how can they advise you on caring for yours? Container-grown plants should be full and symmetrical. Their leaf canopy should spread to the edges of the pots or even beyond. They should be well-rooted within the pots. Check their labels for care tips to be sure they'll fit the surroundings you have for them. Better yet, do your homework before you go shopping. Know which plant types fit best into your needs and then set out to find the best specimens. When comparing prices, be sure you also compare plant size and vigor. Bald and burlap trees and large shrubs will have been dug over the past winter and brought to the nursery if you go in late winter and spring. You can tell more about them once they leaf out and after the leaves have had time to expand to full size. If you go in now and the plants have just been dug, you really can't tell how well they're going to reestablish. Ask your nurseryman about any special problems the various types of plants you're considering might encounter. It's better to know ahead of time. Let them take part in and some responsibility for your selections. Look for a Texas certified or Texas master certified nursery professional. These people have studied long and hard hours. They've passed difficult exams. They've proven that they know what they're talking about. Load and transport your plants home carefully. New growth can be burned very quickly in the wind on the highway, but even old growth can as well. So you always want to have an old sheet or some kind of old nursery shade fabric to tie in place over them. Common sense and safety in gardening, the topic of our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with a look at your sports on WTAW, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:53. Fighting Texas Aggie basketball is off to a roaring start. They romped through the non-conference play with an 88-55 thrashing of Arkansas Pine Bluff at Reed last night. The Aggs offered up a balanced offensive attack led by junior college transfer Jamal Jones. He had 18 points, and three other Aggies scored in double digits. Here's Coach Kennedy after the Pine Bluff win.
Obviously, it was good to see some shots go down. I thought Jamal Fabian really got us going. He made some big threes early, and Jordan attacking the basket. There was good balance on the perimeter for us, and I knew we were capable of making shots. And so I'm happy for our guys because obviously a lot's been said that we haven't been making them, so that was a big key for us.
Next up for the Aggie Hoopsters, A&M is headed to the Corpus Christi for the Corpus Christi Challenge. They'll start off with the Missouri State Friday at 9 p.m. Aggie football fans still reeling a bit after Saturday's disappointing loss to LSU in Baton Rouge. Coach Sumlin was asked earlier in the press conference yesterday how the players were feeling heading into this week's matchup against number 5, Missouri.
They're just ready to play. I don't think anybody's mad or, you know, it's like I drive through here, you know, at the gas station. It's like Henny Penny around here. The sky's falling. Heck, we lost to LSU on the road as an underdog for the first time. You know, we lost by double digits. So we're playing in a real season and real opponents and real games. Are we where we want to be right now? No. Does that mean that, as I said, the sky's falling? That doesn't mean that either. We're going on the road again this week as a road dog. And, you know, the good news is people expect us to win. That's a completely different attitude than when I first got here.
Road trip heading all the way up to Mizzou. That's Saturday, 7 p.m. with the coverage right here on News Talk 1620 WTAW. And by the way, the 2012 Manning Award winner, Johnny Manziel, has been named one of 10 for the finalists of the same award this year. Texas A&M is 17-11 and will celebrate Senior Day with the volleyball team this afternoon as the Aggies play host to South Carolina in both teams' regular season finale. First serve is set for 4 o'clock at Reed Arena, and here's Coach Corbett. Here's Coach Corbelli on the matchup.
You know, they're a team that found a way to beat us at their place, and we certainly weren't at our best, I would say, but they did play maybe the match of the year for them. And, you know, they're very good offensively. They maybe had more digs against us than anyone's had against us this year. We have a big challenge. I like the fact that we're at Reed Arena. I like the fact we're on a somewhat of a win streak, six of our last seven, and that the team confidence is great. And so I feel good about tomorrow.
The ladies find out Sunday if their season continues, because that's the announcement show, and they will be an at-large bid if they do make it in. Number 12 Texas A&M women's basketball team breaks for 11-day hiatus, and they'll participate in the Paradise Jam in the U.S. Virgin Islands. The games crank up November 28th. They'll face Memphis, Syracuse, and longtime rival, the University of Texas.
Here's a chance! They score! Even strength!
That audio from NBCSN. After tying gold, the Stars never looked back. The Dallas beat the Pacific Division-leading Anaheim Ducks 6-3 last night for the first home win in more than a month. The Stars trailed 2-1 before a three-goal flurry by Cody Eakin, Stefan Robida, and Ryan Garbutt against Jonas Hiller. Now, Dan Ellis stopped 28 shots for the Stars and won only for the second time in 7 games. And finally, off the hardwood in the NBA, the Lakers guard Kobe Bryant is eyeing the team's December 6th game against Sacramento as his possible return, saying he's looking forward to 3 practices in 4 days before that game. Bryant hasn't played this season while recovering from a surgery in April on a torn Achilles tendon. Now, he's traveling with the team, but he will not play in Washington tonight. Bryant wanted to test the waters a bit on the leg first.
Need some more practices to kind of be able to measure it and test it. And, you know, some of the limitations that I had in the first couple of practices, you know, kind of come back and see if they're still there. If they're not, you know, go from there.
And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Traditions Club Thrive Home Healthcare in St. Joseph Hospital are set to break the current world record for the world's largest gingerbread house on November 30th. We're searching for volunteers to help with construction, baking, decorating, visitors, and traffic control from November 11th to December 14th. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor or volunteering, please visit our webpage at www.traditionsclub.com/gingerbread. Email gingerbread at traditionsclub.com or contact Traditions Club at 979-779-1007.
Brenham National Bank decided our customers deserve something better than free checking. We added rewards to our free checking, and we let you pick the reward. Get a great rate of interest or free iTunes downloads, free bill pay, internet banking, e-statement.